Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Summer Scent. Now, just a few words. First of all, Summer Scent is not complete. Music will be added, and by the way, everything we're reading is subject to change. As a matter of fact, he just announced in about 16 days, no, I'd say about 20 days ago, unless there's a new post, that he's reworking everything we're reading. So, he wants to fix a few things, type some loose ends, and try to make the game more Steam-friendly. That might not appeal to some of you. So, some of you be like, Grim, we want to read the dark shit before it gets approved by Steam. I gotcha, fam. So, that's what we're gonna do. The afternoon is slowly coming to an end. I avoided the pool and gave the girls their space. Steve's nonsense still spins in my head. He once told me that an idea is like a virus for the mind. I really didn't need to get contaminated by his fantasies. Loud noise followed by some swearing suddenly resonates. It's coming from the hallway. What's going on there? No one's here. The bathroom door seems to be open. I can hear water running through the pipes and flowing out. Could someone have slipped in the shower? Should I have a look? Someone could be hurt. Yes, for safety reasons, of course. Or no, it would be totally inappropriate.
Yes, for safety reasons, of course. I mean,
safety. A fall in the shower can even be deadly. I better make sure no one's injured. I'm just going to peek to assess the situation. No reason to look more than
that
necessary,
like
right?
A perv.
Holy shit! What did you expect, Grim? It's a bathroom. Someone's taking a shower, and it was either her or Cassie. It feels so strange. I see her every day in a swimsuit that does not cover much of her skin, but I never realized that she changed so much. I don't really remember the last time I saw her naked, but I'm sure she wasn't so perfect. I guess we're not kids anymore. Fuck. What the hell am I doing? I'm going crazy. What kind of pervert am I? I should get out of here before I get caught peeping. Let's close that door and leave her be. Hello, Grim. Are you enjoying the view? Oh, fuck me. I'm screwed. How am I gonna get out of this? She looks more amused than angry, though. It's kind of disturbing. What do I say? Come on, Grim. Say something smart. I heard a noise and you decided to go see if the naked girl in the shower needed your help. Is that it? Well, yes, somehow. Did you like what you saw? How am I supposed to answer that? Can't say I hated it. I mean, maybe it's weird coming from me, but I can't deny that she is very easy on the eyes. Easy on the eyes. An interesting choice of words. But that sounds a bit dull in regard to the situation. I'm not sure what you want me to say, Cassie. Being honest is always the superior choice, Grim. You're probably right, Cassie. But a white lie is often preferable to a painful truth. And who were you afraid to hurt? Me? Are you saying that you tried to protect me from the truth? Are you saying that Eve is prettier than me? Oh, shit. Wow, hold on. Or is there even a right to answer that question?
Is there even... I don't know if it's... Well, is there even a right...
I have a feeling that you won't believe me if I'm being honest, but at least you will have the satisfaction of having been sincere. I'm not sure that would satisfy me. Anyway, you're both different and equally beautiful in your own ways. Comparison is impossible and meaningless. She softly smiles and giggles, diplomatic and yet kind, and not totally untrue. I like that answer. Thank you, Grim. Now if you'll excuse me, I intend to join her under the shower. Can I trust you not to peep on us? Damn, I almost forgot what all this was about. Of course, I'm sorry. Really, I didn't intend to peep, I swear. Let's agree that it was a mistake and you'll never commit again. Yeah, I really thought it was stupid. I don't know what got into me. I won't tell a soul. Thank you, Cassie. See you later, Grim. Yeah, later. Oh God, what just happened? It was so weird, I've made a fool of myself from start to finish. I was totally ridiculous. I'm lucky that Cassie is kind enough to forgive me that easily. Eve would have torn me a new one. Wait, did she join her? In the shower? What's happening here? Is it normal for girls to shower together? Or do these two have that kind of relationship? Nah, that's stupid. Or is it? I never thought about that. Okay, I better stop fantasizing like that or I'm gonna pop a boner. Let's go hide my shame in my room. An hour later, I can hear the girls leaving Eve's room. Their laughter fills the hallway and dissipates as fast as they head downstairs. A minute later, Mom's car leaves the garage. Eva's not allowed to drive or go out, but she obviously doesn't care. She doesn't care about anything. It annoys and angers me. What the fuck am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to react? Later that night, the garage door squeals pretty loudly as it opens and closes. It woke me up. The girls are back home. It's fucking 3 a.m. A door slams shut. There's a loud thump and nothing. I have a bad feeling about this. I get up and make my way downstairs. Someone's dead drunk. How surprising. At least they made it back alive. Cassie probably drove them home. She looked sober, but worried. She turns to me, her expression conveying a mixture of distress and relief. Grim, I'm so sorry. We woke you up. It's okay. I wasn't sleeping. I'm obviously lying, and she can sense it. What's going on? Has she drunk herself to the point she can't even walk anymore? I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. She usually manages her drink far better than this. I don't even think she drank that much, but she collapsed anyway. The bouncer helped me put her in the car, and I drove back here. She really outdid herself on this one. You don't have to be sorry for her drinking. She makes her own decisions. This is the first time I've seen her like this. I don't know what to do. I'm terrified. Terrified sounds a tad strong, but Cassie genuinely seems anxious and scared. Well, this is the first time I've seen her like this, too. But I've heard enough about her excessive drinking from her arguments with Mom and Dad to not be surprised. At least you were there to bring her back. Thank you. What are we going to do, Grim? Well, I guess we'll just put her to bed. I don't think there's anything to do. I'll carry her to her room. Thank you so much, Grim. I don't know what I would have done without you. Eve sleeps so deeply that she doesn't even flinch when I lift her from the ground. I was prepared to break my back under her weight, but it's far easier than I expected. She's strangely light. She looks fragile and hopeless. Helpless, not hopeless. I was angry seeing her lying on the floor, but now that she's in my arms, being so vulnerable, I'm more sad and disappointed than anything. What the fuck was she thinking? I perfectly understand the desire to party and have a couple of drinks, but this is on a whole other level. She drank herself into a coma. What's the fun in that? She doesn't really reek of alcohol, though. Her hair exhales a apricot scent, probably her shampoo. It's overwhelming, but behind that I can still guess a sweet blend of vanilla and sunscreen. She smells like summer. Her skin is soft and warm. She's cute. No point in denying it. Too bad she's a slut. Fuck, I have to stop thinking about that or it'll drive me crazy.
Is that a bad thing?
Cassie opens the door of Eve's room and I depose my load on the bed as gently as possible. Thank you, Grim. I can take it from here. I'm gonna undress her and put something more comfortable on her, then I'll go get some sleep. I hope she'll be better tomorrow. Don't worry too much. It may be a bit extreme, but I'm pretty sure this is not her first rodeo. She's tough. She'll manage. Well, from my point of view, she's not managing much right now. Yeah, this hangover will probably be a hard one. Maybe that'll teach her a lesson.
They aren't supposed to lay her on her back.
But I doubt it. Anyway, if you don't need me anymore, I'm off to bed. Good night, Cassie. Good night, Grim. Poor Cassie. I wonder how many times she had to cope with Eve's bullshit. She's obviously way more reasonable and mature than that drunkard. She's probably taking care of her pretty often. That's sad.
The term drunkard anymore.
Back in my room, I imagine Cassie struggling to change Eve's clothes. That may not be such an easy task.
Maybe I should go help her.
I suddenly wonder where she sleep? She's probably supposed to share Eve's bed, but I don't think that sleeping with a drunkard is particularly safe. She will probably go for a sofa. The one in Eve's bedroom, maybe. It's pretty small. That won't be comfortable. Water runs through the pipes. Cassie's in the bathroom. If I want to do something, it's now or never. Let's be a gentleman, or I'm sure she can manage.
Be a gentleman, I guess? Maybe the...
Oh, crap. She already has a shitty night. It doesn't have to get worse. I can't let her sleep on a sofa. That wouldn't be right. She doesn't have to pay for Eve's mistakes. Cassie? Grim? I was thinking you're supposed to sleep with Eve, but in her condition. Oh, I'll probably sleep on the sofa by her bed. I think it's safer. It's going to be very uncomfortable. I can't let you do that. You cannot? Yeah, listen, my parents aren't here, but their bed is. Oh, thank you, Grim, but I'm not comfortable with that idea. I can't sleep in their bed without a formal invitation. It's a very personal space. I never thought about that, but I guess it makes sense. Okay, then, you can sleep in my bed. In your bed? Yeah, I'm issuing you a formal invitation. Grim, we barely know each other. Why does she seem so embarrassed? It's just a bed and... Oh! I'll be sleeping elsewhere, obviously. She looks at me with a gentle smile. You really don't have to do that, Grim. Oh, I have to. I won't be able to sleep knowing you have to endure the sofa. I prefer it this way.
I'd sleep in the parents' bed.
Thank you, Grim. That's very kind of you. You're welcome. It's the least I can do. Have a good night, Cassie. Good night, Grim. I nod at her and try to formulate an elegant smile. I fail miserably. I feel so awkward that I head straight down the stairs to hide my shame. I'll sleep in the living room. That'll teach me a lesson.
That'll teach me.
You can expect a large part of Euler's equations in your next evaluation, so you'd better prepare seriously. What the fuck is she wearing? Danae Aeris Dragonborn. We've been through this multiple times. You're supposed to know how to use it properly. God, I hate Euler's equations. I would bang her. You'd bang anything. That's called being healthy. Yeah, well, so far, the only thing you're banging is your right hand, so... No need to be shy. We can share. Dude, we could double team her like brothers. I'm flattered, but I don't think I'm ready to double team anyone. That's so gross. I mean, okay, maybe not gross, but I wouldn't even know how to do that.
Eiffel Tower.
I don't want to touch him while we work on her. Just thinking about it would make me go flat. We'll ride into the storm together. Okay, at this point, I don't even know what you're talking about. Are we going to do that? There's no way. Two virgin idiots double-teaming their teacher for the first time? Wait, since when is she our teacher? Next time we will study the Lagrangian form of these equations. I need you to read page 69.
Duh.
We'll then work together on these exercises. Boy, that is a really old book. Oh, fuck it. I'm in. Solo or duo, I don't care. I'm in. It'll be easy. She's your aunt. She has a sweet spot for you. What, my aunt? How could I forget that? Holy crap, we're gonna double team my aunt. Feels a bit wrong, but I can't help but get hard. Who wants to go first? What about you, Grim? I longed for this moment. I hope you're not going to disappoint me. Oh shit, this is it. This is happening. What do I do? What do I say? Yeah, is that all? I swear. I don't think you'll go anywhere like that, young man. What were you thinking, Grim? I'm sorry, I didn't... You lack motivation. You better correct that or you'll fail. I will. From my experience, to fully perform, you either need to fear punishment or expect a reward. Which one will it be? I can be the reward. Holy mother of fuck. Oh, would I be motivating enough? Or maybe you need something else. Or something more. Choose wisely, Grim. What do you want? I don't know. I told you. He won't say it. What am I supposed to say? This is all so weird. I don't understand. You're not ready for what's to come. You should have prepared. What's to come? An evaluation. Tomorrow. You're not listening, Grim. What, tomorrow? But it's too late. You failed. Dad's gonna be so pissed. Wait, I don't understand. I did everything. I love gentlemen. Are you a gentleman, Grim? I can be. I'll try my best. I have your test results. You got everything wrong. I'm afraid the trying won't be enough. Welcome to the Losers Club, perv. How does it feel? You'll get used to it. This must be a mistake. It could have worked out so well. Nothing we can do about it. You have to focus. You're not leaving until we've worked this out. My nephew isn't allowed to fail like that. What the fuck is going on? Holy mother of fuck. That was a dream. For a moment, I thought. That was so disturbing. Not a great way to wake up and start a new day. Day 2. Sunday. I have no idea what time it is. I can smell the perfume of fresh brewed coffee emanating from the kitchen. Let's see if I can grab a mug of that. Phew! Isn't that a pretty nice view? You can't have enough of that ass. Okay, new day, new occasions to shine. Don't be an idiot. Be a man. You can do it, Grim. You can do it. Hello, Cassie. Hi, Grim. How are you? I'm fine, thank you. What about you? How was the night? I slept okay. Your bed's very comfortable. It's very nice of you. I must thank you for your gallantry. Huh? You don't have to thank me. It was my pleasure. I'm sorry for my attire. I thought that everyone was still sleeping. No need to be sorry. I'm also in my underwear in case you didn't notice. We already saw each other in a swimsuit, which often cover less skin, so I don't think there's a problem here. I guess you're right. Do you like coffee? I took the liberty to make some. I do like coffee, and by the smell of it, I'm already sure I like yours. Well, I hope so. What about a decent breakfast? I'm by no means a chef, but I can cook some bacon and eggs. Would that be all right? Yeah. My favorite breakfast. That'll be perfect. I'll do my best. But you don't have to do that, Cassie. You're not here to cook for us. I'm not here to freeload either. I'll do my share and I'm happy with it. Well, great. Okay, then.
That's a keeper.
So what are your plans for the day? It's Sunday, and Sunday is running day. Wow. Wish we had more women that were... Oh, today's the day I run! Other than that, we didn't plan anything. We'll probably just hang out by the pool. You're running with Eve every Sunday morning? More precisely, she runs and I try to follow her. Even with a hangover, she's tougher and faster. I don't know how she does that. With such an ass, it was obvious that she was exercising regularly. Holy Mother of God, look at those buttocks.
I'm like, this must be a British
one. It is. It looks firm, but not hard.
Oh, that buttocks. Check out that ass.
Look at those buttocks.
I'm a dude. I'll be honest.
Its form is perfect, like designed by some lustful divinity. If only I could, I would, using my tongue. And that pussy. I'm sure it's tight and just rightly moist. Just rightly moist.
And she's staring right at him at this point.
I would lick it until she begs for mercy. Shit, did she just catch me looking at her ass? She sounds angry. Were you checking out my ass? What can I say? Can I even save my ass in this situation?
Be honest.
I fucked up again. My mind's going blank. Focus, Grim. Focus. I was. Sorry about that. At least you're honest about it. Are you sorry for having looked at my ass so rudely or for having been caught? For having been caught, of course! You are an asshole. Grim, I'm very disappointed. I thought you were a nice guy, but it looks like I was very wrong about you.
You're hurting your cause.
Okay, fine. We'll try this again. Yeah. And I do not believe you. Grim, I'm very disappointed.
Bit of both.
I'm sorry. It was rude of me, but I must say that the show truly is spectacular.
I don't know.
I must.
Go great, but let's see what.
I'm sorry it was rude of me, but the show was truly spectacular. She stays silent for a handful of seconds. Grim, I'm very disappointed.
Well, when are you not disappointed, woman?
I thought you were a nice guy, but it looks like I was very wrong about you.
I guess we could go back to just not staring. Just say I better...
Fuck, I want to look at her boobs so much. No, don't look at her boobs. It's suicide. You already know her boobs are great. Don't check them out. Don't do it. Damn it! I can't believe it! I'm sorry, Cassie. I couldn't control myself. I'm so sorry. Steve put these ideas in my brain yesterday, and despite my efforts to get rid of them, I keep thinking about it, and I'm sorry, really. What are you talking about? You had a conversation with Steve? About my ass and my breasts? How does that excuse you? It wasn't about your ass nor your breasts. It was more a general topic of conversation. You're right. I have no excuses. I'm so angry at you that I could slap you. But there's something important I need to talk to you about. You're gonna sit at the table and await your breakfast.
Okay.
Disrespect me again and I will spank you so hard you won't be able to sit for a week.
Well, shit.
Do you understand?
You're only encouraging me now.
I do. Wow. It's like I've just been scolded by my mother. She's right. I really am a moron. Well... I prefer a good spanking. I've been awfully bad.
Don't threaten me with a good time. What are you talking about?
I've been awfully naughty. I need to be punished. It smells delicious. I'm not sure you deserve it, you little pervert. Okay, did I mention I was sorry? Because, well, I am. She takes a deep breath to calm down before continuing. Before we eat, there's something we need to talk about. I'm all ears. It's about Eve and what happened last night. Okay. In the second half of the evening, Eve and I did go to a new club that just opened. We did dance a bit and had a drink. Everything was going fine until two guys took an interest in us. Well, okay. I wasn't interested at all, but Eve seemed more receptive. I was quite surprised. Eve isn't usually attracted to that kind of guy. What kind of guy are we talking about? They're identical twins. Tall, muscular, handsome, well-dressed. The kind of superficial playboys who display their wealth liberally. Why would she not be into that kind of guy? I mean, she's a woman.
I bet she's more interested in someone his type, so he's like, ooh, I got a shot.
It was obvious they weren't there for our conversation.
Oh, I bet she didn't tell them she was disappointed in them via...
Yeah, I'll bet. What happened next? We spent an hour with these guys. One of them offered a couple drinks to Eve. From the start, I had a bad feeling about them, but Eve was having a good time. At one point, I had to go to the restrooms. When I came back, Eve was behaving like she was drunk, and one of the twins was holding her very closely. I immediately put an end to it by taking her outside. By the time we got out of the club, she was barely standing on her legs. A bouncer helped me carry her to the car, and I drove us back home. I didn't think much about it until later that night. Eve had no reason to be drunk. She only had something like 3 or 4 drinks. There's no way she would have passed out like that. I think someone drugged her. One of the twins, probably both. They intended to rape her. I'm going to kill those sons of bitches.
I don't know, why would they drug her? That's so stupid. But no.
Please, calm down. I only have some really strong suspicions. Even if I'm convinced that it happened, I can't prove it. And besides that, I'm not sure you have the muscle to take on 2 big guys like them.
Oh,
that's
the confidence.
True. I'm confident in my kung fu. These guys are dead.
Oh, my God. That sounds like
I'm not afraid. Someone
has to... Napoleon Dynamite thing to say. I got my kung fu. I got my sweet moves.
Oh, man. I want to see the stupid things she would say. You know kung fu?
No.
Well, not exactly, but I've learned enough of it by watching all those Donnie Yen movies.
Oh, yeah. He's about to get his ass kicked. He can't... It ain't always...
That's not your job. Who would do it then? How about the police? The police would do nothing without evidence. And it's also their job to gather this. Anyway, I'm pleased to see that you care about what happened to your sister. She says that you hate her, but she may be mistaken. She's a bitch, but I don't hate her. A bitch? What the hell are you talking about? Well, you know, all the things like being a drunkard, having sex with random boys, wrecking the car... Okay, I've had enough of this bullshit. I can't believe you're actually accepting these rumors as true. She wouldn't want me to talk about this with you, but I don't care anymore. The situation is so preposterous, I can't take it anymore. I don't understand how you came to it. Eve drinks a beer here, a cocktail there. She's been drunk a couple times, but she does not come back absolutely wasted every Friday or Saturday night. Most of the time, she's perfectly sober. She's never wrecked your mom's car. Sandra bashed it with a baseball bat for having slept with her ex-boyfriend. Which she didn't do. She didn't even know the guy. As far as I know, Eve barely kissed a guy or two in her entire life. I'm pretty sure the only dick she has seen until now is yours. All these things you think she's done, it's bullshit and rumors spread by a gathering of cunks we endured during our time in high school. How could you believe them? You can't be serious. I remember clearly the school headmaster calling our parents to tell them Eve was sucking dicks in the restrooms. So what? He didn't see it himself. Someone just lied to him about witnessing it. That's all it took. I'm serious. All of this, it's bullshit. So she didn't fuck Pete in PE. Bullshit. Pete asked her to suck his dick and she told him to suck it himself. That threesome during last year's school trip. Bullshit. And she didn't suck anyone to get her driver's license neither. I don't understand. These are the same kinds of rumors about me, and you don't seem to believe them. Why are you believing those that target Eve? I don't know. I never thought about it. You are a moron. How was I supposed to know that? She never talked about anything like that. Really? Think hard. The first time you or your parents probably confronted her with her behavior, and she denied it. Maybe she even tried to explain, but you still didn't believe her. Maybe there was a second or third time, and after that, why would she even try to deny anything? You just wouldn't believe her. You should be ashamed. You are her brother, and you preferred to trust the rumors instead of her. You failed her when she needed you the most. I'm certain you didn't do it on purpose. You are just an idiot and an imbecile. Good Lord. Now that I've made sure you're aware of that, it's the last time you insult or disrespect her in my presence, or else I'll break your nose. Are we clear? I'm sorry. I didn't know. But now you do. How did it come to that? 3 years ago, I was new in town and in school. There was this girl, Kelly, who couldn't stand me. I don't know why. I probably did something to upset her. I don't remember. She and her many friends started to spread rumors about me. I was a slut, a bitch, a whore, I was sick, I was crazy, I was a monster, and I sucked dicks in the restrooms. After that, the only ones who dared approach me were boys helping for...
their main put down? She sucks dicks. Did they go sucking dick?
To approach me were boys helping for a quick hand job or anything like that. Needless to say, they were disappointed by my answer. And then she came, Eve. She had seen me alone and had decided to be my friend. A week later, rumors about her emerged as well, and it's still going on to this day. I can't believe I saw nothing. Why didn't she tell me? She did tell you. You didn't believe her. I don't know what to say. No wonder she didn't trust me. I'm so sorry. I need to apologize to her. Well, it's never too late. You could stop being an asshole to begin with. It would be nice. Yeah, it could be a good start. So what do we do? First, we need to talk to her. We should try to convince her to go to the police. Even without evidence, they may be able to do something. I'm not sure she'll like that idea. She doesn't like to be told what to do. I know. I didn't say it would be easy. 10 minutes later, we finished our breakfast. Eve enters the room like a ghost, dragging herself painfully to the coffee pot. Hello, Eve. Hello. Are you okay? I feel like my head's about to explode. I'm a bit nauseous. I'll get better after the coffee. You two had breakfast together? We did. Cassie cooked some eggs and bacon, and it was delicious, as good as Mom's. You made him breakfast? I'll do some for you, too. It'll be quick. No, I'm okay. It's just the eggs and bacon. If I want some, I can cook some myself. We've no doubt about that, but what? Are you mocking me again? No, I'm not. I've seen you working in the kitchen with Mom, so I know you can cook. I can cook a full meal. I'm sure you can. No, you're not. You don't believe me. I'll cook something tonight. You'll see. You have nothing to prove, Eve. You don't have to do that. I said I'll cook tonight. Okay, then. So, what happened last night? And why am I wearing this old nightskirt I haven't used since 10th grade? Well, we actually want to talk to you about that. We? Do you remember anything from last night? I remember going to the club, drinking a couple cocktails. I don't know, did I drink that much? No, you didn't. You drank a beer at the pub and two or three cocktails at the club. Do you remember the two guys who tried to pick you up? Okay, what's going on? Why did you tell him what happened at the club? We think that one of these guys put something in your drink. What are you talking about? We think they drugged you. Are you being serious right now? Are you telling me that those guys tried to rape me? Of course, I should have known. I only attract crazies and perverts. When I meet a guy, he's obviously a rapist. Do I deserve that kind of thing? Of course not. You did nothing wrong. Eve, listen. We should go to the police. Absolutely not. Why? They might be able to do something. If we go to the police, Mom and Dad will be involved. I don't want them to know. But... She suddenly stands up from the table and leaves the room. Eve, please! Leave me alone. I'll go talk to her.
Thank you. No, I'll go, I guess.
Are you sure? Yes, I'll try being a good brother for once. A few minutes later, I knock on Eve's bedroom door and wait a moment without getting any response. I can't hear any sound coming from inside. Eve, are you there? Don't come in. Can't you wait? I'm naked right now. If you come in, I'll kill you. Do you understand? Sure, I'm waiting. Tell me when I can come in. She let me in after a couple of minutes. What do you want? We need to talk, and I want to hug you. Okay, you little pervert. It's out of the question that you touch me. If you try anything funny, I'll kill you. Eve, please, listen to me. I want to apologize to you, or... I talked with Cassie this morning, and she told me all these things I wasn't aware of. She told me about the girls at school, and about the rumors, about everything. And I'm ashamed. I should have trusted you. I don't know why I chose to believe the rumors instead of you. I've truly been an asshole all these years. I should have been there for you. I can only be sorry, and hope it's not too late to stop being an idiot. Aside from that, I want you to know that I do not hate you. You are my sister, and I care about you. I know it's a bit strange coming from someone who's been a total imbecile for the last few years, but it's true, you're important to me and I care about you. And if you'll allow me, I want to be here for you. I'm sorry, Eve, you don't have to be alone. Dude, you're weird, you're making me uncomfortable. I'm going to hug you now. I grab her and hug her tightly. She shows little to no resistance and quickly lets herself go in my arms. I'm sorry, I should have been there, can you forgive me? Can you shut up? I don't know what's gotten into you, but this whole situation, it's weird. I'm almost finished. About last night and this morning. I know you're a big girl. I know that you're strong and courageous, but you don't have to go through this alone. I'm here. And despite what you seem to think, no one has any right to hurt you. We stay like that for a long time. She doesn't move nor make any noise. She doesn't show any will to break our embrace. I can feel the warmth of her body flowing through my skin. Like last night, I breathe her perfume. It smells like a mix of vanilla and sunscreen. It's sweet and almost intoxicating.
No.
You smell like summer. What does that even mean? Summer is not a perfume. That doesn't forbid me from liking it. You're crazy, and you should take a shower. I'll think about that. She finally gets away from me and heads directly to her dressing room. I have the impression she's trying to hide some tears. That's enough. Please leave me alone now. I have to get ready. You're going to run with a hangover when it's already 30 degrees Celsius outside? It's Sunday, and Sunday is...
I don't read Brit temp. What is that?
It's Sunday, and Sunday is running day. Cassie is coming with me. I'll allow you to carry... Yeah, what's that in freedom? What's that in freedom temp?
This is America. Probably in the 90s or something. I don't know.
What's that in freedom height?
I heard when it gets in the 90s in Britain, people just drop dead because they have no central heat in there.
I'll allow you to care for me all you want, but for the next hour, I'll be fine. Okay, then. See you later, then.
Oh, those Brits.
Well, it went better than I expected. I still wonder how I could have been so blind. What a moron. Because I chose to believe that Eve was a drunken slut, I treated her as such. No wonder she's responded to me in her ways. I don't deserve her forgiveness. My God. 1 hour later. Eve and Cassie have been gone running for 1 hour now. I'm taking a shower. I feel like my life got a lot more complicated since yesterday. Till this morning, I was pretty sure I was the good guy with the bitchy sister. Instead, I'm actually a total moron and trusted and somehow even condone the false rumors of a sister being a whore. God damn it. I even sometimes denounced her to our parents based on these rumors. Needless to say, I see her and myself very differently now. Apologizing to her was the only thing I could do for now, but I have a lot of wrongs to right. Starting with Mom and Dad, I'll have to tell them. I'm feeling so much guilt right now that I'm ready to beg for punishment. On top of that, the conversation I had with Steve yesterday completely fucked up my brain. I can't think of anything but boobs, asses, and pussies. Well, I mean...
You're a guy.
You're a gentleman, yeah. I even see Eve as a sexual possibility. That's fucked up. Beyond fucked up. I'm a pervert. And that dream was crazy and frustrating.
Not his real sister.
I'm still thinking about it. No, I don't think it is.
No. Well, they said at the beginning...
Oh, yeah. Okay. Maybe I should jerk off to exercise it.
I don't know. Jerk off to what?
Jerk off to exercise the feelings.
I don't know.
My dick is fully erect and hard as a rock in less than 5 seconds. Think of Eve or think of Cassie.
Which one's gonna do it for? I mean, either one would work, but I figured Cassie's got that mother.
Steve is right. I have to try something. You're making me crazy. I want to play with your ass. I want it so bad. Holy shit, I should have done that sooner. I'm almost ready to explode when I hear a strange noise coming from the hallway.
Yeah, someone's about to walk in.
I immediately stop and stay silent. Nothing. Was it my imagination? Anyway, the mood is gone. Maybe the girls are back. I should get out of the shower. They're probably going to need it. I step out of the shower and head over to get a towel. I grab a towel and get out of the bathroom. I've barely set foot in the hallway when Cassie jumps in front of me from Eve's bedroom. Hi there. Hi, Cassie. How was the running? Hot and painful. But the conversation was surprisingly nice. She told me that you apologized to her and even hugged her, which you apparently didn't do since she was 12. She's happy. I'm glad to hear it.
Just keep undercutting just another jab, like... Too bad you hadn't hugged her since she was 12.
I feel like apologizing isn't nearly enough. I'm feeling so guilty, there must be something else I can do. The past is behind us. You should concentrate on the future. Anyway, you already took your shower, so I guess you won't join us this time either? Can I really say yes? Not if you want to live. Of course, I was only joking. Mr. Pervert, if I caught you spying on us, I'll kill you. That sounds a bit harsh, but it's crystal clear. Good. Oh, and by the way, you handle lunch. What? You heard me. Lunch. Okay, I'll find something.
And it's back to calling her whore again. Damn whore, make me make a sandwich.
And there we go. That's going to be it for Somerset today. Different novel. Very British. Interesting. Definitely has some
moments. So Shattering moments. Together is very British. I'm going to have to make a note of that.
I guess so.
Jolly good show. Jolly good show.
All right, so this is the Grim Lord, and I am out for Grimm's Uncanny Valley and Somerset. We'll see you next time for more.